just to review something that we covered at the end of last time, because it's going to be no gea to what we're doing this time regarding washing the floor. We discussed last time the Gemara and Shabbos and Tzadik Hamid Aleph, the Machokas between the Rav Elazar and the Chachamim regarding sweeping the floor or reboots, kibud or reboots. And the Rav Elazar held it was Asa Midaraisa, and the Chachamim held it was only Asa Midarabana, and the Maskanas HaGemara came out that it was mutter according to Rav Shimon, because the Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. It seems not to be a psik reshe. However, based on other Gemaras, some Rishonim said that the whole machlok, the only time the Gemara came to the maskana that it's mutter according to Reb Shimon is by rebuts. But by kibud, by sweeping the floor, that would indeed be a psik reshe of Ashvui Gumos, of Choresh, and would be Yasser. That was the opinion of Rashi. And the Rambam, we said, we quoted in the name of the Rivash, it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, how that it was not a Dover Shein HaMiskaven, because since I intend to make the house look nice, this is not a Dover Shein HaMiskaven, it is in fact a Dover HaMiskaven. And then, but however, if the floor is made, if it's Merutzov, if it's not a dirt floor, it would be permissible. However, the Ramah quoted, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quoted in the name of the Ri, who asked Merutzov, Gzeira Atu Shein HaMerutzov. Even a stone floor would be prohibited. Gzeira, maybe you'll do it on a non-stone floor. However, the Beir Halacha has said that if all the houses in the ear, all the houses are stone floors, then there's no reason for the gzeira merutzaf al shein merutzaf, and would be permissible on a stone floor. And a wood on a dirt floor would still be aser. If you could find the dirt floor, it would still be aser because it's a psik reshe, or because it's a davar miskaven. But if it's not a dirt floor, it would be permissible in our cities. That's important. Moving along to washing a floor, you have to keep all this in mind. The Gemara says in Mishnah, in Psachim, in Samach Da'adam and Aleph, regarding the time of HaKrovas HaPesach, that there would be so many people bringing the Korban Pesach, there would be blood all over the floor. So the Mishnah says that the Kohanim would wash the floor. However they would wash the floor, they would wash the floor to get the blood off the floor. And that was Shelo Biratzon Chachamim. So it sounds like it's prohibited to wash the floor on Shabbos as well, even though the Azar was a stone floor. It was not a dirt floor. So it sounds like washing the floor is Azar even on a stone floor, as opposed to sweeping. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos and Memim Abayz discusses a mice to Shahai with Reb Meir, that his students even followed him into the bathroom. And so the Gemara discusses what halachos can you say in a bathroom, or in the Beis HaMerchatz. So one of the students wanted to wash the floor, and the mayor stopped him, and he said, no, please don't, you can't wash the floor on Shabbos. So the later Achronim say that presumably the bathhouse floor was not dirt, presumably it was made of stone, and nonetheless you see that there's an Isser, Hadachas HaKarka, even on a stone floor. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Shin Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel, that even though sweeping the floor, perhaps one could distinguish between stone floors and non-stone floors, when it comes to washing the floor, both are usher. Even the Rishonim or Mekel, not like the Ramos Chumra of B'Shem the Ri, even the Rishonim or Mekel, to sweep a floor that's not made of dirt, that's made of stone, would usher washing the floor, even if it's made of stone. Tosus on Shabbos and Tzadik HaMed Aleph asks, what's the difference between Kibud and Hadachas HaKarka? Why is kibud mutter on a stone floor as opposed to washing the floor, which is prohibited even on a stone floor? And Tosus has two terutzim. The first terut is that by hadacha there's more ashvuye gumos, because it gets into the cracks and crevices even between the stones when you're sweeping, so you don't make there's no flattening out of the ground in between the stones, because sweeping isn't that thorough. But when you're washing the floor, that's more comprehensive, and then you could even come to Ashvuya Gumos bin Harovdim, in between the stones. That's the first Teres Entosis. The second Teres Entosis is that it's Gzeira Merutzov Atu She'enu Merutzov. We're afraid maybe you will wash your dirt floor. We have that gzeira even by sweeping, but Tosus wasn't aware of that. That's the chumra of the Ramah in the name of the Ri. Tosus was assuming kibud, sweeping the floor, that's permissible on a stone floor. We were not gozer from stone to non-stone, but washing the floor, we were, since it, I guess it's more comprehensive, we were gozer from from stone to non-stone. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Yud Zayin quotes in the name of the Maggid Mishnah, who explains why we are machmir more by washing the floor than by sweeping the floor. By sweeping the floor, there's a machlokas harishonim where we go there. Merutzav altu she'enu merutzav. But by washing the floor, everyone agrees where it goes in merutzav altu she'enu merutzav. Why are we more machmir by washing the floor than by sweeping the floor? So the Maggid Mishnah says, because sweeping the floor is a daily activity. That's something that needs to be done on a daily basis. There's a greater need for it. So we understand that greater need, and we did not prohibit sweeping a stone floor up to a non-stone floor. However, by washing the floor, people don't wash the floor. Most people don't wash the floor every single day, so that's not something which is necessary on a daily basis. So wash the floor Friday, wash the floor Sunday. You don't have to wash it on Shabbos. So we prohibited it. Even on a stone floor, maybe you'll confuse it with a non-stone floor. However, we mentioned before the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that by kibud, even though the Rama was machmir like that, even by kibud, the Rama quotes the Chum of the Ri, they can't sweep a stone floor. Maybe you'll come to sweep a non-stone floor. So, but the Bir Halacha said, in our towns where all the floors are stone, you have nothing to worry about. So we could be makel, says the Bir Halacha. If that's the case, why can't you be makel for washing the floor as well? The whole gzeira is by washing the floor merutzav al tushayin merutzav. So true, most rishonim don't have that by kibud, but even the rishonim will have it by kibud by sweeping the floor too. The Bir Halacha allows it in a town where all the floors are stone because there's nothing to confuse it with. So shouldn't that same logic apply as well to washing the floor, that it should be permissible in a town where all the floors are made of stone? Or a comparable material. Nonetheless, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa prohibits washing the floor, even in a town where all the floors are made of stone. Because it's a gzera merutzav, atu she'enu merutzav. And he says, we all know the famous Maggid Mishnah, that washing the floor is not something that's so important, so we didn't develop any kulos for washing the floor on Shabbos.
What's that Maggid Mishnah?
The Maggid Mishnah? The Mishnah Brura quotes it. I think it's on the Maimon Talmud.
Doesn't the Mishnah Brura say something about Isser Kfisa? That's why I thought he said we're more ma'al.
The later Achronim ask on the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzos, why is he inconsistent? Why by Kibud would he side with the Bir Halacha that it's in our town, even though we're machmir like the Ramah, that we're goes and Merutzav out to Shena Merutzav, we still allow you to sweep your kitchen floor on Shabbos because we live in towns where there's no dirt floors. So washing the floor should be no different. The same svara should apply, that there's no reason to be goes and Merutzav out to Shena Merutzav. And many poskim take that more lenient approach. I'm sorry, it's a more modern svara. I think the Shabbos home has it. It's on the Maror Makomos. It's safer. Yisodei Halacha really does not like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzos. I think it's on the Maror Makomos where it is. It's a newer safer. However, so generally speaking, it should be permissible to wash your floor if it's a stone floor and you live in a town where there are no dirt floors, to wash your floor on Shabbos. The same way we're makel to sweep your floor on Shabbos. The one issue is that washing the floor is another problem of shechita, that to use a mop or to use anything where it's wet and then you're squeezing out the liquid onto the floor is an issue of shechita. But we'll get to that when we talk about shechita. There could be, if you sprinkle water on the floor, you use a dry mop and you sprinkle water, let's say you have someone spilled apple juice, the whole floor is going to be sticky the whole Shabbos. You spray fantastic, you can sweep it up. That's not. And if you spray the liquid onto the floor and then you wipe it up with a towel, that might not be shechita. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. But one could have said that should be an issue of washing the floor, but washing the floor presumably we're make on, not like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzos, because we don't have any dirt floors anymore. The Ramah here throws in a very important rule, which is more important than its context, that it is permissible to wash the floor or sweep the floor, even on a dirt floor, both even on a dirt floor, Aydei Akum. Why? Because even though sweeping the floor or washing the floor, even on a dirt floor, is a psik reishe to choresh of ashvuya gumos, that's not, leaving aside the rivash, that's not really what you're intending undoing. What you're intending to do is get rid of the dirt from the floor. You're not intending to even it out. So it's a davar shein miskaven. What's the issue? The issue is the psik reishe. It's for sure going to happen. Psik reishe v'yamus is aser. However, the rule is that a psik reishe al yidei akum is permissible. If I ask a nachri to do one thing, and that one thing it's going to carry with it a malacha, but that's not really what I'm asking him to do. What I'm asking him to do is sweep the floor because I don't like the dust. I'm in a shvuyei gumos. So that's a psik reishe. It's aser. So it's aser for me, but it's mutter al yidei amir u'nachri. Even though amir u'nachri is normally yasim is a rabbanan, if what I'm asking him to do is a davar amutter, just as a psik reishe to an iser, it's permissible. This rule comes out of a complicated Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Hei, regarding heating up food on Shabbos. The din is you're not allowed to heat up food, even if it's fully cooked, Shabbos morning, because of an Isser HaChazara. You're not allowed to put food that wasn't on the flame back on the flame on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, they used to have, furnaces, and now they didn't have central heating, so they had furnaces in the house. Which the nachri, how do you turn on the furnace on Shabbos? It'll run out of coal. If you put in all the wood or coal, whatever they used on Friday, it'll run out by Shabbos day. So what they would have is the nachri come and fill the furnace up Shabbos morning, and they would have heat Shabbos morning. Why? How you allowed to ask a nachri to do that? It's malacha midaraisa, but hakol chol umei tzeltina. People get, that's the rule the Gemara has, that if people will get cold, they'll get sick. So to prevent people from getting sick, we allow the nachri to heat the furnace on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I can ask the Nachri to put the food on the furnace before it turns on, and then let her turn on the furnace afterwards. Or another Nachri is going to turn on the furnace. Let's say the male maid is downstairs, is getting ready to turn on the furnace, so the female maid who's up in the kitchen is going to put the food on the furnace before the other Nachri turns on the furnace. So she did something that's mutter. You could put it on, off, the furnace isn't on yet. And the Nachri... The Nachri is heating up the furnace, doesn't intend to heat up the food. What he intends to do is heat up the house because HaKol Chol Umei Tzeltzina. It's a psik reishe is going to heat up the food. So the Magen Avraham there says a psik reishe al yidei akum is permissible. So that's true as well over here regarding sweeping the floor, washing the floor, since that's not what you're really intending to do, is permissible al yidei amir u'nachri. What the lamdas? The lamdas probably is that Amira Lenachri is also because I'm asking the Nachri to do a malacha for me. Here, I'm not asking the Nachri to do a malacha, I'm asking him to do something that's mutter. Carried along with it is a davar ha'aser, but that's not what I'm asking him to do. And the iser of Amira Lenachri is focused on what I ask him to do. Ramosha evokes this principle in a very common shaila of the person who has a light in his refrigerator. We have the newer type of refrigerators that have a light. So when you open the door, the light goes on. Let's say the person, most people either tape down the little thing over there so that it always stays off, even though the door is open, or you take out the light bulb. But what happens, comes Shabbos, and they forgot to tape down the thing, and the light's going to turn on if they open the door. So what do you do there? You have all your food for Shabbos in the refrigerator. What are you supposed to do? So Moshe says you could be makel, in a little short tshuva, he says you could be makel to ask a nachri to come and take the food out, to open the door and take the food out. Why? So first he suggests, you know, maybe it's because it's really necessary for your Shabbos. But then he says, no, but you don't need all that. Because what am I asking the nachri to do? I'm asking the nachri to open the door of the refrigerator. That's mutter, to open the door of the refrigerator. The light's going to go on. That's the davar shein miskaven. I'm not intending to turn on the light. That's not what I'm really doing. What I'm really doing is opening the door to take the food out.
It's a
psik reishe, the light's going to go on. But a psik reishe, al yidei akum, is permissible. So he says if you could ask, find the nachri to open the door for you, it would be permissible. Rav Shlomo Zalman has this tshuva about the same topic. And he asks, why do you even need that? Well, he says, why do you need that? And he says, that's not even good enough. He asks, why do you need that? For me, it's a psik reishe de lo nichole. I don't want the light to go on. Because if the light goes on, it's going to come out that I was mechal Shabbos. So I'd rather the light not go on. It's going to go on anyway. It's a I'd rather not go on. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, you don't say that. It's not called a psigreishu de lo nichue because I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's not called lo nichue. And he has a raya. You might say it's a svar pshuta, but he has a raya. The Gemara says in Maseches Psachim regarding Paraduma. The pasuk says, lo Allah aleha ol. The Paraduma cannot have been worked. Lo Allah aleha ol. So the Gemara asks, what if a bird lands on it? Bird or bee lands on the cow, so it's Allah aleha ol. Says an apostle. So Gemara Mishachim and Chavavim and Beis says, no, it's not possible because lo nichule. You didn't want it to land there. And it has to be work that is nichule. You wanted it to do that work. Then it's usher. Okay. So the Gemara asks, therefore, let's say two cows start mating and the zachar is ba on the keva. So then it's nichule. You're happy the fact that the animals are mating. They're going to produce another animal for you. So that's nichule. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. That's called nichule, and then would be yasser. So Tosas asks, but that's also lo nichule. Why is it lo nichule? Because I don't want to. Paraduma is worth a lot of money. There's more kiddushin. Paraduma is worth a lot of money. So now I'm going to lose a lot of money because it's yasser. Once the zachar is born in the keva, my paraduma is yasser. So that's lo nichule. So Tosas says, no, it's only called lo nichule if it's something that's objectively lo nichule. But if it's only lo nichule because the halacha says that it's yasser, that's not called lo nichule. So Shlomo Zalman says the same is true over here. When the light turns on, since if it would be mutter to turn on lights on Shabbos, it would be nichule that the light goes on in the fridge. It's a very helpful thing. That's why they build them there. So that's called nichule. Even though the light is going to turn on, you're going to be chayiv for turning on the light. That's not called lo nichule. But then Shlomo Zalman says, maybe ayde akum. But then he says, no. Maybe here is not called a psikreshe. Maybe here is called a maisa adam. How else do you turn on the light in the refrigerator, says Shlomo Zalman? The only way is by opening the door. So the door is like the light switch. It's not called the davar she'eino miskaven. The only way to turn on the light is by opening the door. So we don't separate them into two maisim. We don't say it's opening the door and turning on the light. It's hanuhach. It's all one. Yes, it could be dependent. This could be very long, the shachakira, in terms of psikreshe. Yeah. Right. Depends how far you take it. But I don't think that that's the generally accepted psak. The generally accepted is like a
mention. It's simultaneous. Whereas you could have a psik ratio where something happens.
Yeah, it's a very valid argument. It could be then every psik ratio is really that's what you're doing, is that maisa. Which depends on the lumnus and psik ratio.
Right. In other words, by Bishel.
The famous back here by psik ratio. Oh, maybe for the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the mother. Right. Right. Also, it's the same Maisa. Right.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's some Yishanim who are making like the Psikreshu Lo Nichule. He's discussing in theory. No, he's discussing Ida Yisrael. Ida Yisrael could be Mutter according to the Aruch, who's making the Psikreshu Lo Nichule.
Are there any possible people who allow?
We're not mekel on that shiloh, but I think he was just discussing it. He wanted to say that idea that it's not called lo nichule because there's a melacha involved. The Shlomo Zalman leaves off pitzarchi, but I think in general, is this called the psik reisha? Maybe it's called the davar miskaven because it's always like the light switch. The door is the light switch. But I think in general, if you get stuck in that situation, we're mekel like Rav Moshe to open the door, ayidei akum, because that's called the psikreshe, ayidei akum, even though it's nichule. You enjoy the light in it, generally. That's called the psikreshe, the nichule. Nonetheless, the psikreshe, the nichule, ayidei akum is permissible. This is a nice sefer, Rav Avadi Yosef, that runs Al Seder Hilchos Shabbos, called the Vias Chaim. So here on this Ramah, that's meikel to sweep the floor, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between this and Yichol Vida? It's shoot, what is it?
He has other shvat.
Just all
up. Yeah, it's all seder. I think there's an older. I think this predates it. So based on this Ramah that says the psikreshe by sweeping and washing the floor, the psikreshe is mutter ayidayakum. So he talks about other cases that a psikreshe is mutter ayidayakum, and it's very it comes up a lot. Just let's say you want to wash the dishes on Shabbos, and you have a non-Jew works in the house on Shabbos. So she can turn on the hot water. and wash the dishes. I don't know about the svita issue, but she can wash whatever you can do, avoiding svita, even though turning on the hot water is going to cause cold water to go into the boiler. We're not discussing this now, but we could talk about it more. But even though by opening the hot water, you're causing more cold water to come in and get cooked. Okay, but that's not what she doesn't have in mind the boiler. She has in mind the hot water that's coming out. So psikreisha yadayakum, and psikreisha yadayakum is permissible. This could come up in many, many cases. And one of the sources is here by Chorish. The Gemara in Chavtes Mebeis in Shabbos discusses the famous case of dragging a bench over the dirt on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that for Reb Shimon, that's permissible, because it's a davar she'eino miskaven, that you're going to make a charitz. One of the forms of chorish is making a charitz, a line in the dirt. But when you're dragging a bench, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, that's not what I have in mind for. And the Gemara assumes it's not a psik reisha, it's going to happen. According to Yehuda, the Gemara says, who says a davar she'eino miskaven is prohibited, even though I only intend to drag the bench, and asiyas ha-charitz happens, that's not what I'm intending for. Nonetheless, that's prohibited. And we pass on like Reb Shimon, so davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, and to drag the bench would be permissible, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that to drag the bench along the dirt is permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, Sifkat and Dalet, quotes in the name of the Magen Avraham, that if you're dragging such a heavy object that it's a psikureshe, that it's going to make a charitz, it would be prohibited. It's for sure going to happen. So he quotes like that from the Beis Yosef and the Rokeach. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rokeach, who makes this distinction between very, very big versus a normal object. And then the Magen Avraham adds another chumra on top of that. Hey, if on dirt it's a psikureshe that is going to make a charitz, so even if you're not on the dirt, even if you're on the sidewalk, we should be gozim merutzaf, atu she'ena merutzaf. Maybe you'll confuse like the Rishonim or gozer by washing the floor or by sweeping the floor. So too you have to be gozer by dragging objects. If on the dirt it's a psikureshe, it will make a charitz, it's prohibited even on a solid floor. That's Mishnah Berurah quotes. Sharatzion there, though, says, this is the important Sharatzion, everything's in the footnotes. The Sharatzion says, hey, but we live in towns where all the floors in the house are made of stone. So since all the floors are made of stone, you could drag an object in the house. You don't have to worry about it in the house. Because in the house, all our houses don't have dirt floors, so you don't have to worry about dragging it in the house. And then he says, and even more than that, even outside, where the whole outside is not made of stone, even outside, you can drag an object. We're only talking about such big objects that it's psikreshe. If you're talking about a small object, it's not a psikreshe. A lawn chair, a smaller type of lawn chair, it's not a psikreshe, you can make a charitz. So then there's no, that Shulchan Aruch says permissible. You're talking about something so big, it's going to make a charitz outside, even though you're on a stone floor, it's prohibited. Nonetheless, the Sharatzin, so he says, in the house, we already said, the Be'er famous Be'er Locha, in the houses, when I go there, Atu, Enum Arutzaf, because all our houses have stone floors. But even so, outside, he says it's Kalachar Yad. That's not the way they normally made a charitz, was by dragging a lawn chair. And on top of that, it's Mekalkel. I have my beautiful lawn that I pay a gardener a lot of money to make it look nice, and now I drag a bench along and I have two big tracks that go in the middle of it. That doesn't look nice. Mekalkel. So it's Kalachar Yad. And it's Mekalkel. That's Trade Rabbanon. And he says, Zabsigreshe de lo nichue. I don't want this to happen on my lawn. So it's Zabsigreshe de lo nichue. But Trade Rabbanon, he quotes him a Ramah earlier in Simon Shintez Zain Siv Gimel. It's quoted there in the Sharatzian. That a psikureshe de lo nichue betrayed the rabbanon, you could be mekel. Yeah. You're saying because it's a why?
Yeah, it's kalachar yad, and it's mekal. It's more mekalka.
Right. So she says Shabbos asked that kasha. Yeah. So what was the whole chumra to begin with?
Shetzi was just talking that.
Sharatin was talking about Merutzov. So he says, first of all, in our houses, you can't be gozer Merutzov, Ato Shein Merutzov. And then he says, even outside, let's say you're draining it on the concrete. So he says, what are you going to be gozer concrete up to dirt? And the dirt itself is a trade, the Rabbanon, with the Psik Reish of the Onichue. It should be permissible. So you can't be gozer on the sidewalk up to the dirt. On the dirt, it's also permissible. Because it's a Psik Reish of the Onichue, betrayed the Rabbanon. So he says, mutter on the sidewalk. But then, what do you mean the sidewalk? There should be mutter on the dirt also. Why did the Magen Avraham say, if you're dealing with such a big object, that it's a Psik Reish, it's going to make a charitz, it's usser. Why? It's a Psik Reish of the Onichue. I don't want to make the charitz, unless this is the way I'm plowing. I don't want it to make the charitz. And it's Kalachar Yad, and it's Mekalkel. So the Shri Sashab has asked this kasha in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham himself writes earlier, he quotes the Marimakom, the Magen Avraham writes earlier that it is Sekrei Shalom Nichola, and the trade of Rabbanon is Mutter. Why over here is he Machmir? So he says, must be the Magen Avraham was afraid that, this Shri Sashab adds, must be the Magen Avraham was afraid that you'll be Nichola. He'll come out after Shabbos, your wife will say, ooh, it doesn't look so bad, maybe it looks nice. And I'll become a Sekrei Shalom the Nichola. But it's a shver chumra then. Ravadi Yosef in the Levi Yoschein points out that the Shulchan Aruch also knew about this rokeach. Again, the Magen Avraham was quoting something from the Beis Yosef, b'shem the rokeach. So he says the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch are the same person. The Beis Yosef also knew about this rokeach. Why did he? How come he left it out? See, because he felt we don't have to be machmir like that either, because it's a gracious and nifrei betrayed the Rabbanon for whatever reason. Rav Adi Yosef says we don't have to be machmir like this rokeach. Shulchan Aruch on purpose left it out.
Yeah,
rokeach is the source of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if you drag something, that's again, let's start again. The Shulchan Aruch says it's permissible to drag a bench on the dirt on Shabbos. It's a Gemara. Shimon, Davashen Miskaven. What if it's so heavy it's going to be a psikreshe? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Beis Yosef, b'shem the rokeach, that's awesome. Says Rav Adi Yosef, why didn't Shulchan Aruch quote that? So he says the Shulchan Aruch meant not to quote it, because even big objects, you can never be sure it's going to make a charitz. You could have dirt that's so hard that no matter what I drag on the dirt, it's not going to make a charitz. It could be such hard, dry dirt that it'll never make a charitz, no matter how heavy it is. So he says, we don't have to be machmir even on heavy objects that it will make a charitz. So that's the story. The Shulchan Aruch says by dragging objects it's permissible. The Magen Avraham says if it's so heavy it's going to make a charitz. Psik Reish, it's aser. Rav Adi Yosef pointed out the Shulchan Aruch left that out. But even not, you definitely have to, you have the ability to work with the Svar of the Shaar Tzion that trade the Rabbanon by Psik Reish of the Onichue, since it's Kachar Yad and it's Mekalkel, and I don't want it to happen. It should be Psik Reish of the Onichue. It should be Mutter. The Rashash, and this is parenthetical, the Rashash and Sukkah, Alama Gimel Mebeis, this is an interesting idea, points out a steer in Rashi's. Rashi in Sukkah seems to say that dragging an object is called Kalachar Yad. The Shaar Tzion assumes it's Kalachar Yad. Dragging an object along the ground to make a charitz is Kalachar Yad. That's not the normal way of doing things. Anytime you do something on Shabbos, we weren't mocked in with this, but anytime you do something on Shabbos in the not normal way, that's only us in the Rabbanon. Because it's not Meleches Machsheves. Shabbos, the prohibitions are assuming you're doing things in the normal way. If you do it in a not normal way, it's only us in the Rabbanon. So Rashash points out that there's a steer in Rashi's. Is dragging a bench called the normal way? Maybe that's, well, who said a bench and a plow are so different? So Rashi in Shabbos, he quotes it. Rashi in Shabbos seems to say that that's called the normal way. And Rashi in Sukkah seems to say that that's called the not normal way. Shaar Tzion might be a little questionable. Now, he assumes that any dragging of an object that makes a charitz, oh, that's a psik reish of the Onichue, betrayed the Rabbanon, Kalachar Yad and Mekalkel. It's not productive malacha. So who says maybe it's called kedarko? Maybe that's the only way you make a charitz is by dragging objects. And a plow and a heavy lawn chair aren't that different. Anyway, I think the Shaar Tzion is more mekubal than that. We generally assume that that's not called derech. That's dragging lawn chairs. However, The Mishnah in Beitza says that a person can be more mako by an agala. Mishnah in Beitza, on Chav Gimel Mibes, we said that by a lawn chair, Rabbi Yehuda would be machmir. Because even though it's only sometimes it's going to make a chavir, it's a davish and a miskavin, Rabbi Yehuda asks a davish and a miskavin. Even if it's not for sure going to happen. What about pushing a carriage? So Mishnah in Beitza says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's permissible. And the Gemara quotes another, whatever. There's trait Hanoi, I'll give you to Rabbi Yehuda. You look in the Gemara, one brisa says it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda, one brisa says it's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why should it be mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, because it doesn't make a charitz, it's koveshes, the dirt. It doesn't make a line in the dirt, it compresses it. Compressing is not chorish. So anything that has, it's wide enough that it doesn't make a chariz, it just compresses or rolls like that. You're not dragging it. It rolls. So that's koveshes, it's not also chariz, yeah.
Isn't the flattening like mashka gumma?
No, it's already flat.
Let's say it's like a rocky path.
So that's koveshes, that's not also chariz.
It's not a chariz, but it's mashka gumma.
You know, if you have really, I don't know, non-compressed dirt, like, you know, it's not walked on often, so then you'll see the
market. You could say there's an answer, but no one even raises
I don't think they had the treads like we had. You know, it was like a flat. Right, so a flat wooden wheel. Yeah.
Just at some point, if you could address the question of whether this whole issue of Mashva Gumot applies in a dirt road down in Pennsylvania, which is, you know, just, you know, it's not clumps of dirt, nothing's going to grow there, no one's planning to grow
it. It could grow there.
You know, I mean, we already spoke about this by Zoreo on, you know, an area. Or
we spoke about
Chorei
Shosa.
Wondering, like, you know, a baseball field, where you don't want anything to grow in there. Is running on there with cleats going to be...
We'll talk about cleats in a second. You know, we're going to get to cleats. But I think as long as it's not sand, which we spoke about last time, it's dirt, where something could grow, even though I don't have intention for it to grow, that's also... As long as it's dirt, something could grow. Certainly, according to the Rishonim, that's Ipoy Karka, but even according to the Rishonim, that Choresh is some sort of preparatory stage to Zoreya, as long as the ground could grow, it should be awesome.
Hasn't the Mishnah bring down a place where people walk a lot?
And you don't intend for anything to grow?
And you could put like seeds there. Like,
by Zoreya, you mean?
Yeah.
Zoreya might be a little bit different than Choresh. Because sad and chorish to say that as long as anything you do to the ground, nothing to do with, right? By even on sand. Assuming it wouldn't be so. Anyway, that's a different issue. So therefore, it should come out that if even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's permissible to move a carriage. Certainly, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be permissible to push a carriage on the dirt on Shabbos. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes that halacha. Doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch, but it's permissible to push a carriage on a dirt surface, even though you might be able to see the outline of where you went, because it's not asiyas charitz, it's just koveshes, it compresses the dirt. That's different than making a charitz. And the Shmir Shabbos Kolchatzah quotes in the name of the Pischei Tshuva. The author of the Pischei Tshuva on Yerodea, so it didn't write on Or HaChaim. But there's a little sefer Pischei Tshuva on Or HaChaim, which is not on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, where he quotes, which the Shmir Shabbos Kolchatzah quotes, the Pischei Tshuva, who says, even though the Magen Avraham said, if you're moving something that's so heavy, it's a psik reish, it's going to make a charitz, it should be yasser. If it's just koveshes, if it's just a heavy stroller, you know, a triple stroller, a double stroller, it's very heavy, for sure it's going to make a charitz. Nonetheless, since it's just koveshes maslam, it doesn't make a charitz, it just compresses the dirt, that's not called choresh. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, though, there's a discrepancy between the two versions. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa had a first version, and then he got a lot of flack for some of the things he wrote in the first version, so he put out a second version where some of the things have changed. So in the first version, he says that it's prohibited, even though it's mutter to go, push a stroller on a dirt floor. This is in the first version. He says you can't move to the side. You can't go right or left. You can just go straight. Because if you go, I guess, I don't know how you go anywhere then, but you can only go straight. So why? Because if you move to the right or the left, then you're going to have a curve. And that's not just going to be compressing dirt. That's going to make a charitz. And presumably your stroller is so heavy, it's a psigreshe, and a psigreshe, and you're making a chavir, it should be yasir. Then in the later volumes, in the later Madura, he calls him a Shlomo Zalman, who was Mako on this. I don't think this was because this was such a controversial issue. I think he heard later from Shlomo Zalman that it should be permissible. First, it's not a psigreshe. It's not for sure going to happen. You make a chariz when you turn right or left. It might happen. And even if it is a psigreshe, you come back to the old charitzi, and it's a psigreshe, the lo nichue. I don't care that it makes a charitzi. I don't want it there. God, it's not even my dirt. So it's a psigreshe, the lo nichue, but I trade the rabbanon, it should be permissible. It's mekalkel and it's kalachar yad. The same equation as the charitzian. And Ravadi Yosef has a tshuva in Yechavidas where he also says the same thing. He quotes the two maduras, Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, and he says we could be meiko because it's a psikresh, the lo nichue, and a trade the rabbanon. The Bir Halacha employs this svara in Simin Shin Aleph regarding the man who walks with a cane. In the situation where it's permissible for a person to walk with a cane on Shabbos, either there's an Erev or he's in that type of situation where he's allowed to walk with a cane even where there's no Erev, but the canes used to have used to be pointy, so it would give you a little more traction, so it would stick into the dirt, so every time he walks he's making another hole in the dirt, it's making a guma in the dirt, so it's davar she'enim eskaven, he's not intending for the hole, he's intending to put down his cane. This is a psikreshe, it's going to happen, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha just quotes a Prima Gadim and he says V'tzarchim. He doesn't tell you what the Prima Gadim says. What the Prima Gadim says is that it's a psikreshe lo nichue. I don't want this hole. It doesn't do anything for me. It's not even my dirt. And by trade rabbanon, it's mekalkel. It makes the dirt worse. And it's kalachar yad. That's not the way you make gumos. It's by sticking a cane with a pointy end into the dirt. So it's a psikreshe lo nichue. By trade rabbanon, should be permissible. Same old equation. The later poskim, the Shabbos Holm and Rabbi Ribiyat, both discussed the women who walk with high heels, very pointy high heels, are also going to make a charitz. So can they walk on the sidewalk? I guess it should be permissible. But I don't know if we'd be gozer merutzah v'atashen. Maybe we should be gozer merutzah v'atashen merutzah. But on the dirt, he's discussed, what about on the dirt? So even on the dirt, they're makel based on the same equation. It's a davar she'enim eskaven, a psikreshe lo nichue, by trade rabbanon. You have the same old equation that the poskim quote by the other issues as well. Also, the same thing would be if you're sitting on a chair. Sometimes you sit on a chair and it sinks into the dirt. The same thing would also be a psikreshe lo nichue by trade the rabbanon. Another practical application of this discussion of pushing the carriages and of dragging things in the dirt is riding bicycles on Shabbos. In some communities, it's a very controversial issue. The Rav Adi Yosef and the Levi Aschein has a whole discussion of this issue where he quotes Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. And his Tshuvas Asr is riding a bike on Shabbos. Why? Because a bike is so heavy. It's a psikreshe, you're going to make a charitz. Like the Magen Avraham said, you have such a heavy object, it's a psikreshe, so you can't drag it on Shabbos, so you can't ride a bicycle on Shabbos, it's a psikreshe, you're going to make a charitz. It's not a davar she'enim eskaven, because it's a psikreshe. So he says, so to riding a bicycle. So Rabbi Yosef says, not so kovesh, you know, first of all, it's just kovesh, it just compresses the dirt. It doesn't necessarily make a charitz, like the discussion by strollers. But he says, even so, it should be a psikreshe lo nichle by trade rabbanon. Again, the same old thing. You don't intending to make the charitz, and it's kalachar yad, assuming that making a charitz in that way is kalachar yad, and it's mekalkel, makes the dirt worse. It's psikreshe lo nichle by trade rabbanon. However, so mitzar choresh, bicycles seem to be no different than a lot of the other shaylos which we've already been making on. But there are other issues regarding riding bicycles, which the poskim bring up. The Mishnah says in Beitza, and I'm above him a base, that ain roch min al gabi behema b'shabbos. You can't ride on a behema on Shabbos. So Gemara has two reasons for this. Why not? It's definitely gzeira midrabanan, and the question is why? Gzeira atu what? So the first possibility quoted by the Gemara is it's a gzeira atu that you go chutz l'tchum. You're riding a behema, you're riding on a horse, it's very easy to go chutz l'tchum. the Gemara says, well, but if Tchumen is only, there's a whole discussion in Tchumen. If Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, you can't make a Gzeira atu Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. It's only according to my name, Tchumen Doraisa. So that, what are you going to say for those who hold Tchumen is only the Rabbanon? So Gemara says, Gzeira Shema Yachtos Mora. Maybe you'll rip off a branch. Why will you rip off a branch? To whip the animal to get it to go. You need something to get the animal going. So you would whip the animal, so maybe you won't have a whip, you'll rip off a branch to whip the animal. Zera Shema Yachtos Mora. So Beis Yitzchak, the Tshuva of Yitzchak Shmelkish, is a more obscure Mar Makom. I don't remember if it's on Mar Makom. So Yitzchak, is it? Yitzchak Shmelkish prohibits, see, there was a big shaila in those days in riding on a bus on Shabbos. You let's say you have a prepaid ticket or something, or I don't know, someone organizes a bus to drive to shul on Shabbos to bring everyone to shul. So can you go on such a bus? It's pre-organized before Shabbos. Isn't it? Why not? What are you doing by getting on the bus? So assuming it's not, I don't know, assuming it's not just to take Jews. It's a city bus, and they'll let you on for free. What do they call it? They have a free day on the bus. And you can take the bus on Shabbos, so can you take the bus? So the Beis Yitzchak says no, because it's part of the Gzeira in Rochem and Al-Gavi Behema B'Shabbos. Same way you can't ride a Behema on Shabbos, you can't go on any moving vehicle on Shabbos. And, he says, it's also because of Uvda D'Chol. Uvda D'Chol is kind of a wishy-washy topic. What exactly is the definition of Uvda D'Chol? So many poskim have adopted this definition. It's somewhat of a working definition, which is that anything you would do on Shabbos, this is the way they call it in the name of Shlomo Zalman, anything you would do on Shabbos, that if you would do it during the week would be a malacha, would generally involve a malacha. And on Shabbos you manage to circumvent the malacha aspect, that's still called Uvda D'Chol. It generally involves a malacha, so even though on Shabbos you circumvented it, it'd still be aser. Because Uvda D'Chol. So normally taking a bus involves a malacha. So it says Rav Yishlak Shmelkish, it's aser for two reasons. Number one, in Rochman Agavi Behem V'Shabbos. And number two, because of Uvda D'Chol. The Tzitz Eliezer, though, in his discussion of riding on a bus and his discussion of bicycles, quotes from the Chasam Sofer, disagrees. He says, no. He also, I don't know, he was discussing the bus. He was discussing a similar shaila of riding in a carriage on Shabbos, you know, like a horse-drawn carriage. So he says that's not called Ein Roch, that's not part of Ein Roch Ben Al Gavi Behema B'Shabbos, because you're set off from the animal. Certainly in our modern vehicles, there's no chashash that you're going to take a branch off and start hitting the car. It wouldn't do you any good. So, or even if you're in a carriage, there's no gzeira that you're going to take a branch and start hitting the animal, which is so far away. So he says it's not part of the gzeira in Rochman Al Gavi Behema B'Shabbos. But it's as Eliezer says, there's still an issue of Uvda D'Chol. Also, this is a Chasam Sofer throws in when a person's navinod, he's moving around on Shabbos, he's constantly bumping, and he's always, you know, when you're traveling, it's tiring, it's just an experience traveling. So he said, navinod on Shabbos, how can you keep Shabbos? The Ramban says that there's an Aseh de Shabbos on, to keep the mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos. How can you do that when you're navinod, you're moving all over the place? So that's not, that's not in the spirit of that Ramban of the Aseh de Shabbos. So Tzitz Eliezer says it's prohibited to ride a bicycle on Shabbos for those two reasons. Number one, you can't keep Shabbos on a bicycle.
No one's staying.
And number two is because of it's Uvda D'Chol. Then the Tzitz Eliezer gets himself in trouble. You know, whenever you have a good argument going and you throw in something which is a little, you know, another step, and that kind of weakens your argument. He says, and we all know bicycles break very often, and it's a gzeira that you'll come, send me your sake in the bike. And he's not the only person who throws that in. There's a tshuva of the Yaskil Avdi. The Sfarad Shaposkim discussed this issue a lot. There are many, some, I know of some Sfaradi communities where they ride bicycles in Shabbos. So there's a lot of literature about this in the Sfarad Shaposkim. So Yaskil Avdi, who was a little bit before, you know, the 1940s, has a tshuva about riding bicycles on Shabbos, and he says it's also because Gzeira Shema Yisakin the bike. Just like Gzeira Shema Yisakin Klishir, maybe the bike will break, and you'll come to fix the bike, and that's a malacha midoraisa of either bone or misakin mona. So Rav Avadia Yosef, in his discussion of the bicycle, says, hey, that, you can't say that. You can't say that. We're going to go, to Gzeros all over the place. So, like Rav Moshe said, Shabbos clocks are also Gzeros like Amir Lenochri. If Chazal would be around today, they would have been Gozer. We mentioned that before. Yeah, but they're not around today, and they were not Gozer. So if you're going to start making Gzeros, you can make any type of Gzeros. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, we don't make Gzeros from ourselves. And he quotes from the Tshuva of the Rav Po'olim. He started all the problems. The Rav Po'olim was a earlier Sfarish Posek, like the 1800s, the mid-1800s. And he matured, riding bicycles on Shabbos. He says the Rav Po'olim was Mekel. So the Yaskel Avdi was a predator, but this is a whole Sfarish Posek, this is a real controversy. So the Yaskel Avdi says, the Rav, we all know that even the Rav Po'olim was chozer b'sof yamav. At the end of his days, he was chozer. Because of uvdu d'chol, and it's not in the, you can't keep the assays of Shabbos for the same reasons. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, and you throw it all psak. The guy wrote something, you're going to say he was chozer b'sof yamav, so you can't trust anything anybody says. So he says he can't live like that, so we can't believe that rumor. He wrote what he wrote. If he intended to switch his mind, he would have written differently. He would have written a retraction. So Rav Avadia Yosef comes out, and Kaf HaChaim also, that they really can't find a good reason. There are good reasons. One reason is Otzuv D'Dechol, and one reason is that you can't keep the assays of Shabbos. So the Otzuv D'Dechol issue, we mentioned that the definition of Otzuv D'Dechol is that during the week it involves the Malacha. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, let's say I live in an area where there is an Eruv. So what malacha is there involved during the week? No malacha. No malacha on Shabbos, no malacha. So it's not even Uvdu D'chol. Yeah, but bicycles, I don't know, people go Chutz L'Tchum on bicycles, don't they? People ride a long way on bicycles. So either way, even the Poskim who can't find a good reason to be Machmir, are Machmir L'maisa on the bicycles, yeah.
Just from reading the Kaf HaChaim, yeah. It sounds like when bicycles back in the day weren't used for exercise the way that we do it today.
For traveling. 100.
It was a way of, Tayel, to see right. The area a little bit. Right. And it was a form of, walking in a sense.
Right.
Also, I mean, if you adjust the bicycle seat, I mean, I'm just wondering, would that be considered fixing?
Issue.
Is it? I mean, because you were using it before,
yeah,
and it's a little bit more comfortable to have it, lower down or higher up. Would that be considered?
Sock and mono.
That's even though it was a fully functional cleat.
No, it's made to go up and down. No, it's made to stay in one position. I think it's.
Okay.
People always adjusting their bicycle seat. You adjust it once every person grows. If a person is the same height all the time, then
different people use it. Yeah, you might see someone else.
Okay. But for the same person, it doesn't generally adjust. I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah.
The Rav Halim was originally Mekel. What is Rav Ajit? He says that it's chosenable, but that doesn't really matter because the initial retraction.
He said we can't believe it. It's a rumor. If you can believe rumors that the guy was chosenable, then you might as well throw out all the straws and shoes. He doesn't really have a good reason. He says, but we're Machmer.
Also, is there some kind of model that already exists in Gemara and Rishonim for answering something that's likely to come to break, or is what the
Tzitzel
Yetzer is doing, like,
is
the total...
This is a constant issue. There's two different strains of thought about this. Can we make our own Gzeros? It comes up in a bunch of issues in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos only, but it comes up in other areas too. Do we make our own Gzeros? It's a dangerous...
The Poskim say,
since it's not such a great reason to ask for the bicycles, by tricycles, some children like to ride tricycles, let's say in the driveway or something like that. So can you ride a tricycle on Shabbos? So most Poskim are Mekel on the tricycles. Because we all know it's just a game and it's not intended to go anywhere. There's no Gzeri Yogo Chutz L'Tchum. It's not of the Dechol because that's the way the kids enjoy the Shabbos. Whatever, the kids aren't going to learn on Shabbos. So a three-year-old is going to ride a tricycle up and down the driveway. Most Poskim are Mekel on the tricycles. If you want to look it up, there's a Tshuva Or L'Tzion from Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, Chelek Beis, page 271, where he's Mekel on the tricycles. One last issue I wanted to discuss, which comes up in the Gemara in Erevin, regarding the issue of Ashviyei Gumos, is rolling balls, or they were discussing a gozim along the ground on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Nashim, the women who play with this a gozim on Shabbos cannot roll it along the ground because it's going to make a shvuya gumos, it's going to make a charitz. It's going to even it out. So Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha that is prohibited. However, the Ramah says if it's al gabi shulchan, let's say you're playing marbles on a table. So al gabi shulchan, or on top of any secondary surface, the carpet, would be permissible. This is in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Lamed Ches Sifhei. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. On a stone floor, let's say, says the Mishnah Berurah should also be also gzeira merutzav, atur sheino merutzav. Throw marbles not only on a dirt floor, on a stern floor, a stone floor should be also, because you're going to smooth out the floor. But on a table, so a table, those are tables, atu stone floors, atu dirt floors, that's gzeira l'gzeira, says the Mishnah Berurah. So it would come out that on a stone floor, it's prohibited, just like a dirt, since a dirt floor is prohibited in Medina, on a stone floor, which has been the recurring theme, where goes there, Marutzov, Atu Shaina Marutzov. Even a stone floor, Atu a non-stone floor. But on a table or carpet, should be permissible, because you're not going to go to a carpet, Atu a stone floor, Atu a dirt floor. Yeah. Why don't we go to a table out to a dirt floor? Because people don't confuse tables with dirt floors. So they don't confuse carpeted floor. I don't know, maybe today carpeted floors is, I don't know, should be the same as the stone floor. I think they were discussing area, I don't know. The area rugs, maybe to go off the area rug onto the stone floor, then onto the stone floor to the dirt floor, I don't know. Mr. Brewer assumes that that's too far removed. Either way, the Poskim say, hey, well, we have our old Bir Halacha, that in our towns, in the houses, all the houses, none of them have dirt floors. Since none of them have dirt floors, there's no reason to be gozer stone floors because of a chashash regarding dirt floors. Because we don't have any dirt floors. So many Poskim take that stance. So you can play ball in the house on Shabbos, you know, rolling balls on Shabbos because... in the house, based on that old Bir Halacha that we don't have dirt floors in our house. The Shvisas HaShabbos says no. Why? He says because most people play ball outside. So he says if we let you play ball in the house, true, we don't have a dirt floor in the house, but you might come to play ball outside, because that is the true place for balls is outside, not in the house. So he says, if we let you play it in the house, you might come to do it outside of the house. That's the Shvisas HaShabbos is Chumrah. The Shabbos home quotes from the Nishma Shabbos, who says a kua. He says, no, even outside is permissible. Why? Because we live in cities where everything is everything is covered with something. It's all concrete. We barely have any dirt anywhere. I guess he must have lived in a big city. So everything was kind of Manhattan, I guess that's true. Everything is concrete. So he says, what are you going to be go there? Maybe you'll play outside, he says. And if you play outside, what's so bad? Everything's concrete too. So it sounds like he would be makel not only to play inside. You don't have to be worried about the Xavier Atu outside. But even outside on a cement floor will be permissible. You don't have to be gozer cement floor up to dirt floor, which outside there are dirt floors, because he says, no, they don't have dirt floors. I don't know. I guess it would depend where you live. I don't know. But this is the two issues regarding can you play ball, I guess, outside on a cement surface. According to the Shvisas HaShabbos, certainly, Shvisas HaShabbos is even in the house, but according to the standard approach, let's say the Bir Halacha, that in the house might be permissible because there's no dirt floors in the house, but outside where we do have dirt surfaces, maybe we should say Gzeira Marutzov Atu Shein Marutzov. But the Nishma Shabbos says that even outside everything is concrete, so you don't have nothing to worry about. One last point is the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Yud Beis says no, you can play on cement floor outside. What's your whole reason for being, what is there possibly to be afraid of? Maybe you'll play on the dirt floor? Zayir Marutzav Atu Sheinu Marutzav? Says, when would they go to Marutzav Atu Sheinu Marutzav? By something which is a real practice that most people do. That most people sweep. Most people wash their floor. So Merutza Vatu Shena Merutza. Says most people don't play ball. It's something people do here and there. Yeah, they have to pick up a ball one time. So he says, there, they were never gozer on such a thing. Nobody who does that bekvias. So the gzeir wasn't shaykh. Merutza Vatu Shena Merutza never existed by ball playing. If it becomes an institution, you know, with the uniforms and scorecards and all that, then I guess they have more to wear. But yeah, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. If it's something that's not bekvias, it should be. Huh? No, so he says the whole gzeira, merutzav, altu she'ena merutzav, that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. He says, really, he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. The whole Mishnah Berurah said, why would the Rav make on top of a table? Because that's too removed. Because if it would be on a regular surface, it should be merutzav, altu she'ena merutzav. The Aruch HaShulchan says who? Merutzav, altu she'ena merutzav is by something which is practiced by everyone, not by playing a game. Okay. Sure.